You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. HDFC and HDFC Bank's merger will be effective from 1st July onwards. HDFC shares will stop trading and be delisted from the bourses on 13 July. Prior to the merger, both lenders will have a final board meeting each on 30th June after office hours to clear and approve the merger. HDFC and HDFC Bank announced the decision to merge on April 4, 2022. As per the plan, HDFC will acquire a 41% stake in HDFC Bank through the merger. HDFC Twins merger will create India's second largest financial institution by assets after the country's top lender, State Bank of India. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India is beefing up its legal team and has invited applications for appointing 25 grade A legal officers. The legal team is involved in adjudicating on alleged violations, defending SEBI's decisions and appeals, and presenting its cases before quasi-judicial bodies and courts. H.S. Chandok, senior partner DSK Legal, said that with increasing corporate compliance requirements and an increased vigil over corporate actions and or omissions, there is bound to be an increased staffing requirement by SEBI of legal officers. The regulator has suffered a number of setbacks in higher forums owing to delays in investigation and reliance on circumstantial evidence, particularly in insider trading cases, according to experts. Moving on, Baiju Ravindran, co-founder and CEO of Baiju's this week, told employees that the edtech firm was going through a tough phase but will soon come out of it. In a video, Ravindran told his employees, quote, "We are in a tough phase, but we will come back soon. Last 12 months, we have been struggling. But edtech will stay forever and we are the pioneers. It is one of the most important sectors and we are in the correct space," unquote. This was his first address after the resignation of three board members and statutory auditor Deloitte last week. The company is also battling a consortium of lenders in the US courts. Sources said that he also informed that the company is close to achieving profitability at the group level. Ravindran told employees that the resignation of the board members was not due to Deloitte quitting as its statutory auditor. He said that the resignation of the board members was amicable and done with mutual understanding. Over to industry. The government has decided not to launch production-linked incentives for new sectors other than the existing 14 and another 3, new age bicycles, leather and footwear and toys, for which cabinet notes have already been circulated. The likely addition of the three sectors is unlikely to result in any extra budget spending, official sources said, adding that the PLI outlay of Rs 1.97 trillion won't be raised any further. The new schemes are being formulated considering their labor-intensive nature and potential for import substitution. According to the sources, the proposed tweaking of the PLI schemes will let new players to avail the incentives, besides addressing the various concerns expressed by investors about procedural ambiguities. In some more industrial news, while addressing the shareholders in Adani Group's annual report 2022-23, Gautam Adani, chairman of the conglomerate, said that India is well poised to become the world's third largest economy well before 2030 and thereafter the world's second largest economy by 2050. He said while economic cycles are getting increasingly hard to forecast, there is little doubt that India, already the world's fifth largest economy, will become the world's third largest economy well before 2030. Applauding government reforms and implementation of several structural reforms that have shown its impact on the economy. In other news, IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the upcoming semiconductor unit by US-based Micron Technology in Gujarat will help the industry to cut import of memory chips worth Rs 1 trillion. On Wednesday, the Gujarat government formally handed over the approval to Micron for setting up its assembly, testing, marking and packaging facility in Sanand. The total cost of the project will be $2.75 billion, which will be borne 50% by the central government and 20% by the Gujarat government. Micron is also looking to partner with academia to train talent for developing semiconductor system in India. Lastly, Twitter is ensuring that its paid users have plenty of room to express themselves. The microblogging platform, once known for being a medium of concise messaging, has undergone massive changes under the leadership of Elon Musk. In its latest move, the company has announced a major expansion to the tweet character limit for its blue subscribers. These paid subscribers can now compose tweets with 25,000 character limit. This increase follows an earlier expansion to 4,000 characters for paid users earlier this year, which was later adjusted to 10,000 characters. This marks the third time this year that Twitter has expanded character limits for blue subscribers. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.